It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Thursday's here, and we are live in Studio 4. We have a guest today, Angelica Garcia, on tour for a brand new album, and it's called Medicine for Birds. We'll be talking to Angelica, so stick around. She's here in our studios. Let's check her out on her CD. This is Border Crossings.
I don't know what I'm doing.
As tall as a big magnolia tree. Tell my mother to not come after me. Tell my mother to not come after me. The fear will fly from my feet the day I turn 23. Tell my mother to not come after me. Tell my mother to not come after me. Her little bird.
Password. Hi, this is Border Crossings. We welcome you to the Voice of America. My name is Larry London, and thank you for tuning into the show. We've got an artist in our studio, Angelica Garcia, and she's on tour right now for a brand new album. We'd like to welcome Angelica and Corey to the studios of the Voice of America. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's nice to have you guys here, and this is a very exciting time, I guess. This is your major label debut album with Warner Music.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy ride so far, but thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Now, how did you get the attention of Warner? From what I read, was it was all through demos. It was just kind of sending a lot of your samples out.
You know, it was a very strange combination of, practicing and playing with this band that I had in high school, with also, just totally being in the right place at the right time. And we were fortunate enough to get to work with a great producer and over the years, I basically was sending him demos that I did at home on my own, just recording them through my little laptop. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty neat experience, just going back and forth. And finally, I was signed at the age of 20.
Mm-hmm. I think. And so now at 23, the big studio debut album.
Yes.
Have you put out music prior to this? Have you released songs?
No, actually, I didn't have anything that was super public of my own. I had a Bandcamp in high school with a high school band, but this is my very first album on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do your high school friends come out and cheer for you when you go back home?
I haven't been to LA in a while. Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of them have moved around, but mm-hmm. Different group of people, but that's good. It's good to see different people.
Yes. Yeah. And I was looking at your Facebook page, and you can always tell a lot about a person, looking at photos they posted of themselves.
I'm sorry.
Now, you have a cat. I see that. I see this black cat appears in a number of photos.
Pablo.
You're a cat person.
Pablo Garcia, yes. He's great. He's a little friend. I'd actually never had my own pet before, and he is my pet. So.
He's your pet.
Yes, because my parents have... they've had a dog and they've had two cats, but Pablo's mm-hmm. my first pet. And I don't know, it's kind of like having a toddler around. He mm-hmm. likes to knock things over and Yeah. He's like, oh, you're drinking this? And I'm like, hey, thanks. It's very humbling, though. Everybody needs a critic,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
My cat is...
And you can sing to the cat, and the cat will tell you right away
whether
it's interested or not. Do you take the cat on tour with you? Is the cat with
you? No, we haven't tried that, but he does do pretty well in the car. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised, yeah.
Another thing I saw in a photo of you on the website, you were crying. What was behind that?
I saw you were tearing up.
Yeah, there's a photo with that same black leather coat on, and you're at a microphone.
Okay.
And you were tearing up. So what was going on?
Yeah,
Did Corey say something mean?
No, I actually was I was singing, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I had any tears. But yeah, it's a... I don't know. I've been told that, like, sometimes when I sing, my face gets pretty expressive and stuff like that. And actually, my jazz teacher in high school, she said to me, like, one good thing about you, Angelica, she said, you don't care if you look pretty when you're singing. You're just doing it.
You do it, huh?
Yeah, so I guess that was me just getting really into the song.
So you studied jazz?
I did for a couple years in high school, and nothing, like, super extensive, but I did a jazz vocal training, and I sang with a group, and we did the Next Generation Jazz Festival a couple times in high school, and then we played at the Monterey Jazz Festival.
Wow.
So
that's
it was
huge.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was great. And it really teaches you how to sing with other people and how to blend well. And so that was a fun experience.
And now you describe your music as blues and Americana, kind of a mixture.
Yeah, it's kind of like a culmination of a lot of things. I fell in love with country songwriters through my dad. So growing up, like, he was the one that fed me Willie Nelson and Neil Young. And so, you know, country and just, like, slightly off country, like Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle. And I fell in love with lyricism. And so I think that this album, the reason why it is what it is because I was kind of following in the footsteps of those artists that my dad had showed me, and also was heavily inspired by all the landscapes around me, like being living on the eastern shore of Virginia, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and you have like these beautiful ocean on one side, the bay on the other side, and all these like towering forests, and it's so yeah, that's where that came from. I know,
but apparently it's not as glamorous as you made it sound, because you were lonely. From what I read, you were very lonely when you changed from LA to Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you're young and you make a big move like that. Anyway, but the thing that was hardest, I think, is like I had just graduated high school, so it wasn't like I was moving over with any other friends my age or anything. And actually, I feel like the median age on the Eastern Shore tends to be around, like, 60, because a lot of folks come down from D.C., like, after they retire or in Philly or New York or something, and there weren't really many other people my age, so I guess that was when I retreated into music, and I decided, like, well, if I'm going to spend this time on my own, I might as well get better at guitar and get better at songwriting and writing lyrics and whatnot. So I kind of try to turn that situation around for the best.
Great. Well, we're going to talk more about your move and how it inspired your music. Medicine for Birds is the name of the album.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind doing a song for us, we've got Angelica Garcia in our studios. We'd like to hear some music.
Yeah, sure. This is a song called The Devil Can Get In. And besides the title, it's kind of about facing your fears. And Corey's here to help me play that. But here you go. You don't need a crowbar to break away the door. No, he don't need a blueprint of your house's first floor. Oh, and he don't need a window, even if it's left ajar. The devil can get in when your room is locked. The devil can get in when your room is locked. Oh, tell me how. Oh, the devil can get in when your room is locked. The devil can get in when your room is all wet. He don't need a TV, no propaganda on the screen. Ah, he don't need a cold or a killing machine. No. Oh, all he needs a fragile and impressionable heart. Yeah, the devil can get in when your room is locked. The devil can get in when your room is. Oh, the devil can get in when your room is. Oh, the devil can get in when your room is. Well, my mama and my grandma, they tell me to never say his name. How am I to face him if I'm always afraid? Oh, 'cause he don't need to stalk me or to come out of a well. Oh, the devil can get in when your room is locked. The devil can get in when your room is. Oh, the devil can get in when your room is. Oh, the devil can get in when your room is. Hey!
Sounding great. Angelica Garcia here on our show today, live in D.C. You've got a show here. You're on your tour.
Yes.
And you've been in New York and quite a few other places performing. And so this is an exciting time to be on this big tour for the new album.
Yeah, it is exciting. And this was like the first time that we all got to go out together as a band and get in a van together. And I tell you what, you learn a lot about people when you get trapped with them in a car for a long time. But Corey's great. Corey's, we're good.
How big is the band? I mean, how many artists when you actually on stage performing?
Yeah, well,
four of us.
It's a lot bigger, louder than today. We've got the acoustic.
Yeah, it's kind of got a little more of a rock sound to it when it's all four of us. But it's me, Corey, Andrew Carper on bass. He's a big, tall guy. And then Andrew Sisk on the drums. Mm-hmm. So,
and don't forget the guy on the keyboards. Over
there, yeah. So. No, we can never forget Jabba the Hutt.
Mm. Jabba the Hutt.
He's our mascot.
Your mascot.
He keeps the morale up. Mm. You know?
So listening to that song and listening to some of the other songs on the new album, it's an interesting vibe to them. And I read where you had written a lot of these songs in a 200-year-old house.
Yes.
And some of them were about being scared.
Yes.
Some of the songs, there was a lot of fear and things like that in some of these songs.
Yeah. I mean, interesting, something very special to me about this album. And, you know, I write songs all the time, but, you know, I think of albums as chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And something very special about this one is that it really came at the time when I was on the cusp of adulthood. And, you know, you're gradually going from being a teenager or from being a kid to being an adult. And so a lot of the themes are kind of being afraid, because it's a really scary step for a young person to take. And you kind of are wondering, hey, am I doing things right? Is this okay? Like, do I actually know what I'm doing? You know, and so I guess that's where a lot of that theme kind of came from. But it wasn't so much the house itself that scared me, although it was like kind of spooky. Mm-hmm. It was definitely, I don't know that everybody could stay there.
Right. And I was going to ask you, are there ghosts? Do you think the house has ghosts?
You know what? There were a couple of times I've heard like a door shut or a doorbell ring, and I'm like, I didn't do that. And nobody's here, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was something in that house. But
and you recorded a lot of the sounds from the house.
Yeah,
that you use
I did. I did. I tried my best to use the house itself in my original little demos to kind of inspire the songs. And it's funny, like when you're singing through a laptop and you don't have any kind of fancy music equipment or whatever, like a lot of times you have to do makeshift stuff. And one of the things, you know, if I wanted my voice to echo a little bit, if I want a little reverb, I'd have to stand down the hallway or sometimes in the stairwell and sing up at the laptop from four stairs down or something.
Oh,
you know?
Cool. So, real raw.
Yeah,
real.
I mean, I know.
Really, really natural.
Yeah, there was one point even where I didn't have a drum set at all or anything, but I wanted like a little cymbal sound. So I just took a pen and I started hitting everything in my room until I found something that I liked the sound of it. Mm. But I guess you gotta do what you can when you can, so.
Why'd you call the album Medicine for Birds?
Yeah, okay. So the first track is called Little Bird, and it's very much like the anthem about coming of age, I guess. Like, and so that was sort of like self-declaration for me in a way. And I have another song that's a couple tracks in called Magnolia's Medicine. Mm-hmm. And that song is about how when I first moved to Virginia, like, even though I was a little sad, it was a healing process for me. Like, the South was medicine. Magnolia is medicine. Mm-hmm. And so Medicine for Birds, the idea is that the album would be sort of healing to anyone else, any other birds that were listening to it, I guess. Mm-hmm. So
you're like the bird. That's
I guess one could say that I am the little bird.
Flown from L.A.
Yes.
to Virginia.
That was a long flight.
Your nest. That's right, a long flight.
Yeah, yeah. I had to go through TSA.
But I like your music. You sound really, really good and
hey,
you know, really nice, natural sound. And this is a time where, you know, today's music world, it is about the songwriter these days. I mean, you've got all of the pop people, Adele and Taylor Swift and Alicia Cara and all the people writing songs with, with really meaningful, profound lyrics. So there's a lot more emphasis on the lyrics. And you work with Charlie Peacock on the album from Switchfoot. He produced Switchfoot.
Yeah, yeah. And he also did that band, The Civil Wars, too, which he was such a great producer to work with. He honestly was super talented, and talk about opposites meeting in a way, because like here I was coming from that little bubble of all that I knew, you know, banging on a shoebox or singing down the hallway, and then Charlie just had access to everything. And so one of the things that was great about working with him is a lot of times I was worried that I wouldn't even know what to ask for because I didn't have much experience in a real studio, you know. But Charlie was great at hearing my demos and then kind of working from there and picking up and going, you know, you're doing this, but maybe let's try it with this effect or let's try it with this instrument because it sounds kind of like the one you picked on here. So he did a great job of listening to what I had already created and trying to enhance it.
It's an interesting path that you've taken from L.A. to Virginia, and then you recorded it in Nashville.
Yeah.
So you've kind of, you know, are you still living in Virginia, or have you moved back to L.A. or New York? Or
I live in Virginia still, but it's Richmond, Virginia.
A bigger part of Virginia.
Yes. Yeah, so it's about 3.5 hours away from where I originally lived. But it was the closest major city that had art and music and everything that I loved and one little epicenter. And then I met all my great best friends there, too, like Corey. And I met Jabba the Hutt there, I guess, too. So.
Angelica Garcia on our show today. Medicine for Birds is the album. Would you do another song for us?
Yes. Yeah, sure. Let me just make sure I got this tuned up for you. All right.
What's this one called?
This one is called Orange Flower. And if anything, I guess it's a little testament how the millennial dating world is kind of weird. So, anybody struggling out there?
It's weird at any age. It isn't millennials.
Well, I guess I meant the Tinder era. But anyone out there struggling, this one's for you, I guess. Okay. One, two, three. three, four.
Angelica Garcia, live here on Border Crossings. Now, you've been singing since you were five, I guess right around five.
Yeah, very young age.
At what point did you decide this is what you want to do?
You know, it's so funny you say that, because I feel like so many times in my life, I was like, no, that's so cliche. Like, my mom was a singer, and my family members, they were all musicians. I was like, I don't have to do music. Like, I'm going to go try to write and all this. But every time I would say that, music, an opportunity in music would just kind of show up. And finally one day, I guess I was in high school when I first like met with Warner. Like, that was the first time it really clicked with me. I was like, okay, I guess the universe is trying to tell me something. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should do this. And then I realized I could merge music and writing together. Songwriting. It seems like a duh moment, but it was kind of a little aha moment for me, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess, and I've been playing ever since.
And you went to a school for the arts, so you kind of knew that you were going to some way be doing something connected to the arts.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that no matter what profession I had, I guess, that I would ultimately love playing and writing music on my own no matter what. Mm-hmm. So I guess I wanted to go to the School for the Arts to be a better vocalist and to be a better musician, to train my ear and to sing with other people just because it brings me joy. Mm-hmm. But I guess the idea of making a career out of it didn't really settle onto me until I was about 17 or so. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Maybe I actually can do this, you know?
Do you have a favorite part? Is it the writing or is it the singing, or do you love them both equally, or is, you know, one you enjoy more than
yeah,
another?
Yeah, I mean, the thing, I've always just, I love singing so mm-hmm. much, and I've been doing it since I was a kid. I love writing too, but writing is definitely the one that gets more frustrating sometimes because you're just sitting there trying to think of the perfect word or mm-hmm. the perfect phrase to put in a song, and you can't. And sometimes you really have to sit on songs, so like that is it can be a little more frustrating than just like singing, which is just like purely expression, mm-hmm. you know.
So you know, the first album, the album that's out now, Medicine for Birds, obviously influenced a lot by who you were when you wrote the songs, where mm-hmm. you were in the environment in Virginia. You're not in that environment anymore. You are a little older, more mature and wiser. So the next album I anticipate will probably be quite different as, you know, Angelica progresses and matures.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope to. I'm excited for the next chapter, the next journey. And I've actually thought about a lot of my recent songs that I've been writing have been actually talking about my roots. And I'm first generation Mexican on one side and second generation Mexican Salvadorian on my other side of my family. So I've kind of spent my newer songs writing about like what it was like growing up in East LA mm-hmm. and around my grandmother. I write about her so much already just because she's a good friend of mine. But I've definitely been exploring like that culture and mm-hmm. the whole other side of the spectrum, I guess.
And I saw you voted.
I did vote.
You posted your I voted sticker?
I did, dang it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you
go,
have
girl.
To, I guess. Thank you. I'm trying, Larry.
No. It's important for young people to get out and vote.
Yeah, we should.
Exercise that right. Now, one other thing that I saw in the photos on your Facebook page, you were in an interview, and you had a picture of you. It looks like you had drawn a corn husk, and it said, shuck.
Oh, yeah. No,
what was the purpose of that?
That wasn't me, actually.
Well, that wasn't you. Somebody else did that for you?
I think that was John Schaefer's mm-hmm. Little sign. I don't know if he drew it himself. I didn't ask him about it. That's so funny. Like, I didn't notice
that. So you don't know
that.
Why that was in there?
Oh, I can guess. We can make a guess, yeah, so we don't say things.
Oh, keep your language clean. Yeah. Is that what that was for?
Yeah, maybe that was for that. I think so. A little gentle reminder to all the musicians that passed through there.
That is funny. That is funny. Well, I'm excited to have you here, and what's the plan for the holidays? What are you going to do as we get to the end of the year?
You know what? I actually, I think I'm going to get to go spend Christmas with my grandparents in Kansas. These are my stepdad's parents. Mm-hmm. So I have relatives out there in the Midwest. So that'll be fun. I don't get to see them that much. So I'm excited to go see them and hang out with my family. And then right before New Year's, we have to be back in Richmond because we have a show mm-hmm. that we're playing.
Do you have a big family?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Because it's funny. Like I have my dad and my mom. And then I have my stepdad's family and then my stepmom's family. And then my stepdad also had a stepdad. So, like, he's got step-parents, too. So there's, like, a lot of extra family members, mm-hmm. I guess, that, like, I, growing up, technically I had four sets of grandparents. So it was kind of crazy. I didn't know all of them super well, but just, like, the idea of having four sets of grandparents is kind of a lot, I guess.
Do you write songs that are blessed. Inspired by or influenced by your family?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of songs, like, if you listen to some of the lyrics, like, in Devil Can Get In, I definitely reference, like, my mom and my grandma, and I do it again in Orange Flower, mm-hmm. like, just because she would always call me to check up on me. I have my entire voicemail box is full because my grandma leaves me voicemails. She's like, hey, what are you doing? And it's just like the funniest thing to me. So yeah, stuff like that is great fodder, I guess, for songwriting. Mm-hmm.
But
does the guy that you wrote Orange Flower about know that the song is about him? The guy that called you dude after your date?
Yeah, well, I think he better by now. I don't know if he feels embarrassed by now, but, hopefully that's a little bit of a lesson. Like, yeah, maybe you should
don't
do that,
right? Yeah, never mess with a songwriter because it'll come back to haunt you.
Hey, isn't that the truth? That's what Steve Earle said, too. Mm. Yeah.
Now, speaking of songwriting, would you like to work? I see that you're heavily influenced by Jack White. Would you like to work with him?
I would probably pass out, Larry. I think I would.
Would you?
No, yeah, I'm probably like to work with him someday.
Okay. Other people on that list, that wish list?
Man, yeah. Oh my gosh, there's so many great bands and musicians. I'm a really fan. I'm a huge fan of Kimbra too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard her.
Sure. She sang with Gautier on that.
She just has such a powerful voice.
New Zealand, I think she's from.
New Zealand, mm-hmm. And she's a great producer too, which a lot of people don't know about her, but she's awesome. I'm kind of blanking right now, but yeah, Kimbra and Jack White are big ones. Yeah.
Well, we're thrilled to have you at the start of this journey, and we hope you will come back, as the journey continues.
Hey, thank you.
Because you're only a few hours away by car,
by
van.
By Easy Pass.
If you wouldn't mind doing another song for us.
Yes, of course. I'm actually going to play this one on my own. So.
Okay.
I don't know, it's
Corey. So Corey gets to go home now?
Yeah, Corey.
All right.
We'll miss you.
It was a pleasure being here.
That's right. Don't go away mad. Just go away.
But Jabba can stay, right?
Jabba can stay.
Jabba. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
We've got Angelica Garcia in our studios. Her album is Medicine for Birds.
Yeah. All right. So this is actually the final track on the album. This is called 20. Let me just check my tuning really quickly.
I love your shoes, too.
Oh, hey, thank you. Yeah, Doc Martens.
So you highlighted them in a photo.
Yeah, Doc Martens just started doing this museum collection.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually digitally printing paintings from the Metropolitan, I think.
Wow.
Onto boots. And I just thought these were so cool. There's a little nod to my dad. He's an Episcopal priest, but it's the Virgin Mary on one side and the Angel Gabriel on the other side.
Cool.
Kind of fun. But anyway, this song is called 20. When you're younger, people tell you that when you grow up, you'll know more. But the older that I get, the less I understand the world. And I can hardly recognize people that I knew before. It only took me 2 decades to find out who they really are. And who they've always been. From the new angle where I stand, I see the sides that make them human. The ones you thought immortal now are graying. Now are frail. The ones you went to for your answers are just as lost and as confused. A gale sweeps children off their feet and tosses them into a sea of overwhelming reality. Those things they didn't want to see. And here they call that 20. Like crossroads in the country. The towering door in front of me. We're 20. What do people our age do? Are we old closet philosophers and record junkies too? We're 20. Reusing our old coffee grinds, 'cause we can't afford fresh brew, and we say we're grown men and women. I think we all just wanna fit in. And you have friends that are foolish, and some friends who affirm. You try to step lively on the balance beam that grazes both their worlds, and you're searching for your definition while abhorring the hurt. And you're conscious of the fact that you probably cost more than you're worth. Still a Friday night is calling, and God gave you a paycheck. Till one day it all hits you, the universes act your age, and you're thrown into an intersection that parts 50 ways. Feet mesmerized and terrified to know your life will change. 'Cause the second that you pick a route, the second that you say, did I choose the right one? In hindsight, will I be proud? But the only way to know is to travel it. Oh, we're 20, we're 20. What do people our age do? Are we all closet philosophers and record junkies too? We're 20, reusing our old coffee grinds, 'cause we can't afford fresh brew. But we say we're grown men and women. I think we all just wanna fit in. And folks will ask you about your future, the obstacle you've only feigned. And you're feeling yourself lying to them just to keep them entertained. With fingers crossed behind your back, it don't feel good to talk like that. But who really expects a whippersnap to take advice from just any old hand, from just anyone who passes? We don't take words from the masses, 'cause who knows where you'll be for the next 20 years or more. What tragedies or ruts will come a-knocking at your door? For now, your most important jobs are trying to keep a level head, are trying to pick up your own shovel and shake a lot of hands. 'Cause memories are milestones, even all the bad ones. And 20's when you make them. Ooh, we're 20, we're 20. What do people our age do? Are we all closet philosophers and record junkies too? Do we all reuse our coffee grinds, 'cause we can't afford fresh brew? And can we only stretch as far out as our debts allow us to? Though we insist that we got it together and call ourselves grown men and women, I think we all just wanna fit in.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Angelica Garcia, and the album is Medicine for Birds. And if people want to go to social media and follow you and get your album or find out where you're performing, where would they go?
Yes. So it's Angelica Garcia is the name on the Facebook page. There's the Instagram, same handle, Angelica Garcia, same for Twitter. And the website is angelicagarcia.net.
That matter. All right. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
A pleasure,
Larry,
to meet you. You sound great, and I look forward to seeing you the next time
you're
coming through the area.
Thank you. Great to meet you.
Happy holidays.
Thanks.
This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thanks for watching.
Border Crossings with Larry London.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Oh, I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag. I see it, I want it.
Cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Border Crossings, and that's Beyonce Formation. She is nominated for quite a few awards coming up at the Grammys. So congratulations to Beyonce. She leads the nominations with 9. And that is a request from Lee Khan in Ghana, who's listening to us, a brand new listener. So thank you, Lee Khan, for your formation request on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and again, thank you, Angelica Garcia, for coming on the program and performing some music from her debut album, Medicine for Birds. And I know you've been waiting a long time, and you've been wondering, are we going to give away the Now 60 CD? And the answer is yes, we're going to give it away right now. I'm going to open up the phones, and I'm going to keep it real short and sweet. Caller 3 at 202-619-2077. Caller 3 will win the Now 60 CD. And while you call in to win to be caller 3, we listen to this request from Mithail in Guyana. And this is Under the Boardwalk. It's the Drifters on Border Crossings.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
through
boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. Can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk. Boardwalk. Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less. Of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in.
we are on Border Crossings. That's where we found love. A request from Joe Maradetti, who is listening to us in Ethiopia, the capital of Africa, he says. And that is a request on Shagger FM 102.1, Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran. And congratulating out loud, I would like to congratulate Romain Rutayasire in Kigali, who was the third caller and the winner of our Now 60 CD. So congratulations to our listener, Romain, who was our winner today. And you'll be getting that Now 60 CD, which has some of the latest hits on it from artists like Calvin Harris, Sia, Charlie Puth, Ariana Grande, who was on television last night, acting on the live broadcast of Hairspray. I saw her on NBC TV. Also on the CD, Meghan Trainor, Britney Spears, Flume. We've got music from Haley Steinfeld and Pitbull, Tory Lanez, Katy Perry, much more. All coming your way, Romain, and all our winners. And you can continue to enter the contest. We'll continue to give away the Now 60 CD all throughout the month up until Christmas. So make sure you're listening to Border Crossings for your chance to win each and every day. I want to say hi to a bunch of listeners who've checked in and wrote in and said hi and wanted me to say hi to Angelica. And they commented they loved her sound. Thank you very much to Zarmina. Zarmina is in Karachi, Pakistan, listening. So hi, Zarmina. Andre is with us. And Ibrahim, Antoine. I heard from Amara, Kay, Mahamadou, Ryan, Brian, Joaro, Mary, Ria, McSamwell, and Simony. All are listening to Border Crossings and checked in on our Facebook page just in time for me to say hello. And you can go to Facebook as well and leave a request or enter our contest or say hello. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Thank you so much, Angelica Garcia, again for coming in. Medicine for Birds, the name of the new CD on the Warner label. She sounds great. And thanks to our engineer, Wagner, our director, Felicia, and our producer, Shenny. And I thank you for listening to Border Crossings today. I'm Larry London, and I will see you tomorrow at 1500 Universal right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.